Downloading.
Downloading. Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Sheridan Voisey is a writer and a speaker and a broadcaster. He's regularly heard on BBC Radio, and he writes for Our Daily Bread. We're talking with him today on SOS Radio. How are you, Sheridan?
Hey, Scott. Good to talk to you.
So you went through a rough season with your family. You just felt like you were being hit again and again and again. And God used that season to teach you a few things on who we become when life doesn't exactly go as planned.
Just a little bit, yeah. I mean, you've just summed up the whole book in 10 seconds there. It's very true. I mean, I guess the backstory goes back to a previous book called Resurrection Year, which was all about my wife and I trying 10 years to have a family, not being able to, and then coming to the UK from Australia to kind of start our lives again. And then that was a wonderful move for my wife. She came to a job at Oxford University, which I've got to admit is a pretty good gig to get.
Yeah.
But it meant that I lost my gig, which I was hosting a national radio show in Australia, and I had good opportunities to write and to speak. And then I came to the UK in 2011, and I had to start again, and I didn't know who I was or what I was here for. And you know, Scott, I thought I'd answered those questions. You know, for a good 15, 20 years, I knew who I was, I knew what I was called to do, and then suddenly I didn't anymore. And I found out very quickly that a whole bunch of us, when we go through some sort of life-defining event, some sort of life change, it might be positive, it might be the kids leaving home, it might be a change of work, it might be a change of location, it might be negative, it might be the loss of a family member or not being able to have children or loss of a marriage or something, we find ourselves asking those two big questions all over again.
We're talking to Sheridan Voisey on SOS Radio today, and he has a new book. It's called The Making of Us. It's who we can become when life doesn't go as planned. And Sheridan, you talked about how your wife got this dream job in the UK, and so you moved from Australia, and then you had an amazing job in Australia. You're kind of starting over. How did you and your wife flesh it out when you both have amazing careers, you both have a calling, you both are able to share your faith and have a circle of influence? What are those discussions like when you're facing these amazing opportunities, but it affects one of you very differently than the other?
Great question. This is both the challenge and the beauty of marriage, is that there have been times over the past, we've been married 22 years now, you know, there have been times where Meryn sacrificed for me, and in particular when we left Brisbane, our hometown, and we moved to first Perth in Western Australia, most isolated city in the world, for me to kind of start my radio career properly. And then when we moved from Perth to Sydney, Meryn always wanted to go back to Brisbane, so she took some sacrifices there. So then when the family thing didn't work out, the only other dream that Meryn had for her life was that she wanted to live and work overseas. And so when she got offered that job, well, how could I turn that down? How could I stop her from having what she desperately wanted when she couldn't have a child? So that's kind of how it worked. It was a very difficult thing, though, and I would have to say it took me some years to answer those questions. Who am I? What am I supposed to be doing now? Because of that upset. But man, it's turned out so, so good. We have seen God bring amazing things out of what has been the great disappointments of our life, which has been childlessness, but then that upset of coming here to the UK.
You know, I love how Proverbs 16 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he'll establish your plans. But Sheridan, how have you learned to commit your works to the Lord, not just superficially, but genuinely? You don't really got to put your money where your mouth is.
You know, The Making of Us is based on a pilgrimage that a friend and I did from a little island in the north of England called Lindisfarne, walking 116 miles south to Durham in North England. I remember the first day we were on that pilgrimage, and we're walking against the heavy English rain and wind, and, you know, we're facing the elements, feeling alive, though, really feeling alive. And I remember there was just that sense of, wow, keep walking, Sheridan, keep moving forward. It's so easy when you go through some sort of big broken dream, big heartbreak, to actually stop and stagnate. And the last few years, I've heard from a lot of people like that. They've felt that just life has stalled. They're not too sure where to go now, that they haven't got the husband, or they haven't got the wife, or they haven't got the children, or the career hasn't worked out, or the art hasn't become successful, or nobody's downloading their songs off iTunes. And they're just stagnated. And it was just that really clear message for me, keep walking. That's how you do it. In the midst of the disappointments and in the midst of the questions and the confusion, you prayerfully keep on walking. Jesus said that it's those who seek that find. Those who knock on the door, they're the ones who will have the door open to them. That's a very active thing. It's not just praying and waiting. It's actually praying and walking.
We're talking to Sheridan Voisey on SOS Radio, and during your pilgrimage, you said you prayed without seeking and you asked without knocking. Can you explain a little bit how God led you in that perspective?
Actually, it went back to a little experience I had back in my 20s, and I actually came out of nightclubs. So I became a Christian at the age of 19, 20, and I was kind of starting to get a little bit of success in my hometown, going into a big DJ competition called the DMC competition and things. And, you know, I was starting to slowly climb up the little ladder of achieving my dream of being, you know, the best DJ in Brisbane and then Australia and then the world. Then I become a Christian, and God enters it and kind of throws everything up in the air. I prayed for 2 years to know what to do with my life. And at the end of those 2 years, I still had no direction. And that's when those words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount hit me. It's those who seek that find. Those who knock on the door, they're the ones who will have the door open to them. And I realized I had spent 2 years praying, but actually not seeking, not knocking. And I had to put action behind my prayer. And you know, Scott, it was probably within about 2 or 3 weeks after I started putting action behind my prayer, writing some letters, making some phone calls, going knock on the door, seeing what the options were, pursuing the options, seeing which doors opened, which ones closed, even if they did open, just didn't feel quite right. Within about 2 or 3 weeks, I actually had my calling into radio. And I'd never actually desired to go into radio as a broadcaster. It wasn't really even on my radar, but I had a clear direction to go. That's what I mean. Let's not just pray and wait. Let's pray, wait, but walk in the midst of that.
We're talking to Sheridan Voisey on SOS Radio. And just a minute ago, you were talking about putting action behind our prayers and looking back on that journey and looking back to the way that God's taken some things that didn't exactly go as you and your wife had planned, but brought it all, knit it together. How have you learned to look at prayer strategy a little different for your family?
Even that word prayer strategy, I think that's really important. I think that we should be intentional about our praying. I probably need to learn in that area a little bit more. What I have really learned, and what was really important for me during the pilgrimage that I did, the Making of Us is based around, and a little retreat that I actually had before we started the pilgrimage, was actually just unhurried time with God, just being in God's presence. And that has been a really defining discovery for me. And so my mornings start with just waiting on God for as long as I have available. And of course, I try to make myself more available to God, you know, but that's been so important. My daily to-do list is shaped out of that waiting on God time. The amount of times that I walk into that room and I'm overwhelmed by the amount of things that I have to do, and yet I wait on God, and that's when my to-do list starts to get ordered, and the things that I realize, you know what, that can wait, that can be left. This is the priority. This is what you need to do. That has been my key discovery, Scott. That's been just so important.
We're talking about who we can become when life doesn't go exactly as planned with author Sheridan Voisey on SOS Radio. It's funny when you meet new people, usually within the first 5 minutes, they usually ask you, hey, what do you do for a living? And it's sort of funny how we find our identity in our work if we're not real intentional about that. But what have you learned about the alternatives?
Yeah, you know, it's just so normal, particularly for us in the West. Now, if we were to speak to somebody from a different tribal background, you know, cultural background, say we speak to Africans, Indians, even if we speak to a Scot right here in the United Kingdom, it's a little bit different. Generally, those cultures tend to find their identity, first of all, in their tribe. And so they'll talk about the Scottish clan that they particularly come from, or the particular tribe or tribal group or ethnicity that they come from. For us of us in the West, we tend to really ground it in our career. Now, that's okay, but I like to say that's a secondary identity. And it's, of course, very prone to the storms of life. I mean, there is such a thing called unemployment. When I left Australia and came to the UK, I wasn't a broadcaster for many years, and I kind of lost that. I had to ask myself, well, am I still a broadcaster now? Publishers were turning me down because I wasn't well known here in the UK as I was in Australia. One publisher said, come back to us when you're famous. Okay, well, I'll just arrange it. I'll arrange that by next Thursday. Sure, thanks. So what happens when we base our identity in our career is that, of course, it's very prone to the job market being up and down. I've discovered that those of us who are Christians, we've got a different identity. Now, I'm going to quote a verse that maybe a lot of our listeners have actually memorized. 1 John 3, how great the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. Now, Scott, I preached sermons on that. I wrote articles about it. It was only until I had my secondary identities taken away that I really discovered, do I really believe it? Has it really gone deep down into my heart that this is my primary identity? And I had to say, no, it hadn't gone that deep. And this is the great gift that life going wrong can give us, is that we can then start to ground our identity in the thing that matters most, the thing that can never be taken away from us, whether we're successful, whether we fail, whether we're healthy or sick, whether we die. We are children of God. So that has been just the most beautiful thing for me, to go deep, 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 deep into my soul.
It's so funny how plans change, how our focus changes, and God uses it all. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking to Sheridan Voisey on SWS Radio. At the end of your book, The Making of Us, you talk about this journey that you went on with a friend. You did this pilgrimage, 100 plus miles, and you sort of draw together all these lessons you've learned almost into a creed.
I went into a little cafe here in Oxford, and I remember getting a window seat, and I pulled out my journal. I'm a big journaler. I think everybody should keep a journal, but don't have to keep that every day, just whenever you need it. And I thought, you know what? I want to somehow bring together all these lessons that I've learned. Our pilgrimage only took 8 days, 116 miles, 8 days, but I ended up spending 4 years reflecting on that pilgrimage and reflecting on the questions that had been asked and the conversations that my friend DJ and I had along that pilgrimage. DJ came along with me, and I wanted to somehow at the end, after all those 4 years and then 2 years of writing the book, really bring those lessons down into a creed, and this is it. Listeners can download this at themakingofus.com. This is a kind of an abridged version of the one that's in the book, but it's going to bring some sort of inspiration to you. Let me read it. The hand that spins the galaxies brought me into being. The one who holds the stars has made me his own. I am God's child. My life is rich. My days are sacred. I am held by a love that's wider and higher than the farthest edges of this expanding universe. I am a pilgrim in this world, in search of wisdom and wonder. I will take new adventures and follow God into the unknown. What I achieve is not as important as the person I become. So I will seek to imitate the nail-pierced one. I will step in the direction of my strengths and talents. They are spirit-given tools for my God-given tasks. I will pay attention to my persistent aspirations. They could be the whispers of God. I will serve all I can and walk deeply with a few. I will aim for great things, but leave my legacy to God. The path is long and the terrain at times hard. Still, I will not wish for another's life. I will take my place, play my part. Something important will be missed if I don't. So the hand that spins the galaxies wants me here.
I just think about that journey, and I just wonder now, when you're ready to jump into a car or a taxi, do you just say, you know what, I learned so much by walking, I just got to do that.
Absolutely, I tell you. We stumbled our way into Durham with really bad blistered feet and aches and pains and all sorts of things. And I think actually my feet were sore for about 5 weeks afterwards. We probably hadn't prepared as well as we should have, but it does get into your veins. You know, you really want to go again. There is something amazing, you know, walking from one place to another. And particularly if you're walking with the right friend and you can have these kinds of conversations, you can reflect. If you walk prayerfully, you can see that God opens your eyes to things you otherwise wouldn't see. It's a pretty special thing to try.
Well, thanks for sharing with us today. We're talking to Sheridan Voisey on SWS Radio. He's a writer, speaker, broadcaster, regularly works with BBC Radio and writes for Our Daily Bread, but he has a brand new book. It's called The Making of Us. It's who we can become when life doesn't go as planned. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Oh, so good to talk to you, Scott. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.